Well, I'm a mom and fifth generation mother in my family to have a child with sickle cell disease. My role is to guide the scientific team on the realities of living with the disease. If you select endpoints for a clinical trial without completely understanding what's important to the patient, then even if you meet your endpoints, if the patient is not satisfied with the changes that happen, then it's not deemed a success and not useful. If you set up a trial so that your trial subjects cannot comply due to outside forces, then you're going to have non-compliance and your trial is going to fail. If you have patients who are trial subjects who feel as though they are being treated as objects and not being treated as people, you will have non-compliance and fail. If you have the funders or policymakers who do not understand what's of value of the work that's being done, they'll make a value decision about doing something else with those resources. So I bring this perspective of living with the disease. I bring the priorities, and I'm really the reminder that each of these goals is a step further to really changing a life, or actually millions of lives.